Hey everyone, Fraser Brooks here with the Network Marketing Ninja Podcast, episode 150-something. I'm not too sure what number this one actually is. But hey, I'm so excited. I'm joined by a very special guest, someone who I've watched on social media for, I think maybe like 2 years now. I remember coming across her name and thinking, oh, she has a Z or a Z in her name, and I thought, like, I have a Z or a Z, she has a Z or a Z, like, she wears glasses, I wear glasses, like, maybe we can, like, be really, 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 like, good friends here. And it's been so great to see her kind of grow and see her kind of, like, doing her thing on social media. So I'm so excited to introduce you guys to Morgan Zambrano. How you doing, Morgan?
I am doing awesome. I'm so nervous and so excited and so honored.
Hey, you know what? I remember when I did my first, or I know you've done many, but I remember when I did an interview with Eric Warwick, right? And I remember being like, I think he asked to interview me like a week before I did it, or maybe 2 weeks before. And I was absolutely, I don't think I slept. I was petrified. And then about a minute into it, I was like, actually, what was I nervous for? I think I was more nervous about messing it up than anything, and like, you know, him thinking less of me, which it just wasn't the case in the end. But anyway, so hey, I'm so excited to have you on the show here. I'm going to ask you some quick fire questions. Sometimes the quick fire questions don't take as quick as I usually think they want to, but it's totally fine. They go as long as you want. Right. So, pizza or pasta?
Pasta.
What type of pasta? Like a carbonara?
No, like a shrimp fettuccine alfredo with broccoli.
Oh my God. So, side note before we continue here, Morgan messages me saying something along the lines of, I'm astoundingly average, which is we're gonna expose what she meant a little bit later. I'm just here to tell you, you can't be astoundingly average when you answer a shrimp fettuccine with broccoli alfredo. Like, you're already top of the leaderboard with the answer of that question. So if you were to go to a bar, what would you order? I order literally a sparkling water with a slice of lime. That's just me. What do you order?
I would just order a Coke, like a soda.
Nice. You and me would be a rave if we went on a night out. All right, so such a rave. Big fish, little fish, and all this. So if you were to get into some personal development, what would you prefer? Would you prefer reading, listening, or watching?
Watching video, for sure.
What, like YouTube videos and like all that?
Yes, a lot of YouTube videos. I'm just in a lot of those like free training groups, and I just take them in.
You just take them in, just absorb it. Mm-hmm. So, if you had to go on a vacation, do you prefer a city break or a beach break?
Depends on if I'm with my kids or not. If I'm with my kids, I prefer beach because you can just go all day. But my husband and I love to be tourists together, so we take road trips and just go everywhere and do all the touristy things.
What's the favorite place you visited with your husband, let's say?
We did a 10-day road trip, and we went to like Utah, Idaho, and then over to like Oregon. Uh-huh. And it was just stunning. That was the most beautiful road trip. So I loved that. That was my favorite.
That's so awesome. I'll have to make note of that trip, like route thing. Cause one of my dreams, one of my goals has always been to like get a car RV thing with Wi-Fi and just go for like, and just go see everything I can. It might take a while, but it'd be fun. All right. All right, so what's your favorite movie?
Pride and Prejudice, but the one with Keira Knightley.
Nice. I think I saw that in the cinema like years ago. I remember like, Dad, why have we gone on a boys trip to the cinema like to watch this? Yeah, anyway, don't know how that happened, but it did. Anyway, so, all right. So for the people who don't know you, maybe share a little bit more about your story. Like, how did you get involved in network marketing? And what's happened since you kind of got involved?
So a big thing about me, I always start by saying this because I feel like it explains, like even just my reactions to those questions, I'm almost like getting my personality down. Like you can hear it in the way that I speak. So
yeah.
If you know the DISC profile, which you probably you uh-huh. might not, but if you know the DISC profile, I'm an SC personality. So I like to support people, but I like to support people with knowledge. A C is like someone who loves spreadsheets and knowledge. And so I'm SC. And so just totally introverted, super, super shy, terrified to talk to humans. So I was working at an office job. I literally like was the person who took rent from people and had to charge late fees. And it was awful. It was awful. It was not, wow. not something I enjoyed. And I really wanted to stay home with my kids. So I was kind of looking for something to do at home. I knew nothing about network marketing. I actually was the girl who would like block the network marketers because I was not interested in any of that. But, you know, long story short, a friend introduced me to these products and I told her I was not interested for probably 4 months. I was like, stop talking to me about these products. And finally, she actually brought them to my work so I could try them in person. And I was instantly hooked, like instantly. And I even, to show how like silly this was, I even like took a video for my husband, the like as soon as I tried these products, that's how hooked I was. I was like, I have to have these. And so back then, I mean, we were living paycheck to paycheck, which again is a huge part of just my story in general. But we were living paycheck to paycheck. We didn't have money for this like extra set of products basically. And so I decided to host an online party, like the company that I'm with does online parties. Mm-hmm. And I told you, you know, I'm a C personality. So I know numbers, I majored in math. Like I know that's what I pay attention to. And within 2 days, my party made $600. And I was like, wait a second, hold on. And so I quite literally looked up the comp plan, read through the policies and procedures and was like, I'm doing this. Also, I cry a lot, sorry. I'm doing this, and this is my way out. I saw it as a way, like some people sign up to get discounts on their products. Some people sign up to be casual. I signed up to change my life. I signed up to quit my job and stay home with my kids. I knew that the day that I joined that I was going to be able to quit my job by doing this. And so I signed up on the third day of my party and quite literally have never looked back. I was able to quit my full-time job in 9 months. And here we are, you know, now it's been, you know, multiple years and I even got my husband retired recently from his job, which is really cool. So now, now we're all home. I have all of my kids home. I have three boys and I'm home with all three boys and my husband. And that's in a nutshell, everything that's happened.
So, and I absolutely love this. I for those of you who are able to see the video version, that whether we posted this at the time or later down the line, you can see the sincerity and the joy in Morgan's entire face, not just the eyes. So can I ask a question then? So your husband, when you joined, when you sent that video to your husband, what was his immediate reaction? Was it a reaction of like, okay, here we go, like go do it? Or was it like a whoa, that's so cool, like go crush it?
So my husband is very much like me. We're both very introverted. We both don't talk a lot, but one of our biggest taglines to each other, we say it to each other all the time still, is I support you. And so even when I was like, I want to have a baby. Like literally it can be the biggest things or the smallest things. And we just say, I support you. Like no matter what it is, whether it's a candy bar at the store or buying a house, we just say, I support you. And so whenever I sent him that video, his response was, I support you. And it's really our way of saying, I trust you to figure it out. Like when I wanted to quit my job, he knew that I wouldn't quit my job without knowing that this was going to work. We just have such like a solid trust in each other. And right. I think obviously that's a huge part of why I've been able to find so much success here, is because I know that I have that person that trusts me.
And then that's the thing, like, because you could technically use, you've technically in a way used that same principle of trust, loyalty, honor, respect from your marriage into your building your network marketing business as well, because you have people in your team who you can say, not the exact same tagline potentially, but like, I trust you, like, to run the Zoom call. Like, hey, I want to do a party. I support you. I trust you. I believe in you. I want to launch my business. I support you. I trust you. So you joined. And how long ago was it? Do you remember the...
It was March of 2017. So about 4.5 years.
4.5 years. So like the 4-year career, like kind of like hitting it on its head, kind of nailed on. I like it. I like it. So you joined. How much of the business did you build like in person at like parties versus like online?
I've been like 99% online, just because I like, if I was talking to you in person right now, I would be much more clammed up, even more than I already am.
I get it.
So I've done mine entirely online. I've found a lot of my success through live video. I love video. I can do this all day long because it feels controllable. I can always just close my laptop if I freak out, you know? So live video works like enormously well for me, but in person is not my jam.
Hey, and I'm so glad you said that, because I'm the same. If one day, I mean, I've got it scheduled to interview my dad, like in terms of, I think one thing everyone should do if you're able to, not everyone unfortunately is able to, if you're able to, is to get a cameraman and a camera and just sit down with your mom and sit down with your dad, or one of them if you're able to, grandparents, whatever, and just interview them. Because we live in an age now that your kids will be able to go on YouTube, Facebook, or whatever in 20, 30 years' time, 40 years' time, 50 years' time, and see, oh, that's what mom was like when she was like, that's how we're driving these cars and we're living this life and we don't have to go to work and we're following our dreams. Whereas a lot of us don't have that from our parents. So I highly recommend everyone do that. But if I was to interview my dad, and when I do, he will say he sucks in person. He sucked in person, but there's no one better than him behind the camera. That's what he'll say about me. And obviously I've learned the skills to adapt, and as of you. But let's talk about live video then. Do you feel, and I'll tell you what I feel like after, but do you feel that you are a slightly different version of yourself on live video? Like, it's not Morgan Zambrano, it's Morgan Z, Morgan Z. Like, do you feel like that?
A 1,000%. I'm a totally, totally different person. And I don't mean to be talking about my husband so much, but I will come off of these videos and I'll go out to the living room, because obviously it's like I'm just in my house right now, and I'll go out to the living room and I'll still be talking like this. And I'm like, gotta turn off my last video voice, gotta turn off my trainer voice. My voice is just totally different because I've learned how to project that confidence online, but totally different in person.
Yeah, and that's your net, but that's also your next step, really, is transferring that online and getting into the same state that you do online, transfer offline, because that's one of the keys. Like, again, like friends of ours, like Jesse Lee and myself, like that's what you do. You figure it out online, you gain the confidence online, you gain your voice, you find what you talk about, what you love, and then you get asked to do that same thing offline. And yeah, it's a wonderful thing, and it happens in time. So let's talk about live video then. I told you there was no question. Me and Morgan, by the way, we spoke before, like, and I said that I've got no questions. I've got some quick fire questions, but we just kind of see where this goes. And I'm the same as you. I have a persona. Like, I'm not like having a conversation with people. Like, hey, everyone, Fraser Brooks here, coming to you from. I'm not like that. Like, when I'm sat down, but I'm still me. Still have the same beliefs. Still have the same energy within me. If you unlock it, it comes out. But what has been your, like, what's your day-to-day kind of routine when it comes to like live video? Do you have like a format? Do you have like a strategy, or do you just go live, put your makeup on, talk about things that you're doing for the day, talk about your wins, your losses? What is it that you like talking about on live?
So I really believe in just fitting live video into your day. So, you know, when I started going live, actually, it's almost backwards. When I started going live in the beginning, I did start with things like, you know, Makeup Monday with Morgan. And for my team, I would do Tip Tuesday. And I even did like Food for Thought Friday for a minute there, because the schedule, it got me into the routine and it gave me like a topic and a focus. But now I really just believe in kind of fitting it into my day. So, you know, today I did go live and put my lipstick on and right. I talked about how I was going to be doing this today. And so I really just kind of believe in bringing both my customers and my team into my life. And when it comes to, you know, my team, even that isn't super structured. It's really whatever I'm actively working on in my business, I then go live for my team and I talk to them about it. And so by kind of just letting it flow with my life, it's not just that it's more authentic, but it's also more duplicatable for both my customers and my team, because my customers see that they really can do what I do if I'm just popping on to do my lipstick really quick. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think it's important, like what you shared, the journey then, like when you're starting out, have like a content calendar, a flow, an idea to get yourself into used to, like, you know, having a trigger of like, right, it is Makeup Mondays or Food for Thought Fridays or whichever it is, to get yourself into the habit of like, right, do this. And when you start doing it, you get in the flow, you get the energy, and you're like, you know, I don't want to talk about makeup on Monday. I don't want to talk about motivation. I don't want to talk about, you know, Tip Tuesday. I want to do something else. So then you do it. And I think having that flow will allow you to grow a lot faster and a lot more. So when you have these kind of like parties where you can sell $100, $200, $300 worth of product in like a weekend or a couple of days and stuff, do you do that in like a Facebook group and like a WhatsApp group? Do you do it on a Facebook group?
Facebook group, yes.
And how do they work for you in particular? Now, you might need to just share with the guys like the product sector that you're in, so they can maybe like, right? Just otherwise, they might be like, oh, is she in skincare? Is she in makeup? Is she in this? Is she in that?
So I'm in makeup and skincare, both.
Awesome.
And parties, honestly, are, in my opinion, one of the fastest ways to duplicate when you're in a company that does parties. And yeah. So, because it's something where, you know, I have a mock party for my team and they can just plug in that entire mock. And so it's something that can duplicate very fast once you have the mock set up. And so I do mine in private Facebook groups. They're usually, you know, mine are like 4 days, and I try to go live once every day, as long as I don't have, sometimes you end up with a bunch of parties, which is a blessing. But as long as I'm doing like, you know, 2 parties a week is my goal, then I'm going live pretty much every day. Just, you know, I'll do my skincare routine one day in one group, and then my skincare routine the next day in another group, and then my makeup, and then my makeup in like swap, vice versa. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. So are you going live on your personal profiles to then funnel people into your groups, or are you in the messenger getting people like, hey, we're doing this party?
So when we do the parties, we have hostesses. And so the hostesses add their friends into the party. So I have a hostess, the hostess adds her friends. And then from there, one of the things I'm kind of known for in my company, which sounds really silly, is Morgan's Magical Funnel. That's what they call it. And it's because I take people from the parties and I essentially funnel them into my customer group, which I think everybody does. So my hostess adds the people into the customer group. I then friend request every single person who accepts into the group, and I start chatting with them. And through my conversations with them, I funnel them into my customer group. So my customer group grows every single week as I'm having these parties.
Mm-hmm. So the hostesses, are the hostesses people who are on the team? Are they team members? Are they customers already? They're just customers? Mm-hmm. So just so I can get this clear, I love these sort of things because there's tweaks and different versions of people do everything, right? So you sell a product, you do your own party or you do a live and someone buys a skincare product for $50 from you, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then you're saying to them, hey, you could get X amount of product for free if you run your own host a party. They agree, then they set up a group. They set up a group, you set up a group?
I set up a private group for them.
Maybe.
And I have, because at this point, obviously I have like scripts that I use for my hostesses. Mm-hmm. So like I set up the group with all of my albums and my welcome posts and how to order and all of those things. I kind of make her own little beauty community for like 3 days. And then I add her in. So like Suzy Q is always what I use as my example. So I add Suzy Q into her group and I basically say, you know, put up your intro because I want your face to be the first thing your friends see. I want them to see your face, not mine. So let's get your intro up first before we add anybody. And then once she has her intro up, we go ahead and, invite as many of her friends as she wants to into the group. Sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 100. It just totally depends. And then I like what I always tell my hostesses is, you know, there's no pressure here. I'm literally just hanging out with y'all for 72 hours. Like whatever you want me to do. Do you want me to do makeup videos? Do you want me to do skincare? What are your favorite products? Like I'm basically theirs for 72 hours. Whatever my hostess wants, I talk about and I kind of gear the parties to her. Mm-hmm. And then I really, my goal at the end of the 3 days is to be best friends with every single person that's in that group.
So you're using them for lead generation and they're using you for the skill of the fact that all they're doing is inviting people in.
And getting free
products. I get free product. They get free products as a result of it. So what sort of, and again, I know you've got like a mock version, but what sort of script does the hostess send to their prospects? Because that's what probably people, a lot of people listening in are probably thinking like, okay, I get that. That's cool. I could do that. I could do my routine and all that. And you know, we'd get some people signed up and blah, blah, blah. But how is the host inviting people in?
So I'm embarrassed to tell you this because I feel like I'm breaking a huge network marketing rule.
It's all good. It's all
good. Here's the honest truth, okay?
It works for you.
If someone messages me and says, hey girl, I'm hosting a party. I love these products. Here's the group. I have never responded to those ever. They don't work on me.
Yeah.
But if someone just presses the invite button and doesn't say a word to me, then I get to lurk on that group. I don't even have to accept into the group. I just get to lurk. And so they've invited me. I don't decline, but I don't accept. I just lurk. And then I can look and I can see. And so I just tell my hostesses, all I need you to do is press the invite button. Mm-hmm. If you want to message your top 5 cheerleaders and let them know like, hey, this party will go even better if you comment and interact, message your mom, your sister, your best friend. But other than that, I just need you to press the invite button. And I'll expand on this so that anyone who's listening doesn't think I'm totally crazy. then I know that this is so, I feel like this is really controversial.
That's cool.
But what you might not know is that when people are in what I call limbo, where when you've invited them, but they haven't accepted or declined, you can still pop up into their newsfeed. Mm. And so I quite literally got the top leader on my team because she got invited to a group and she was like, no, I'm not going into this party. But then one of my live videos popped up into her newsfeed.
Right.
She watched it. She bought the whole face. And now she's leading $1 million team.
That's just
like a year and a half later. And so that's why I tell my team, like, just press the invite button. Like, just don't be scared.
But you also mentioned, I love this, because you mentioned something which is actually super important. The people who are your cheerleaders, no matter what you send them, they're never going to go, like, if you say, hey, girl, to your mom, like, your mom might be a bit like, but if you say, like, hey, mom, I'm launching, I'm having this product, I'd love your support. Can I count on you? She says, yes. And you say, right, here we go. I've added you into the group. Just comment and give some good vibes and give some loving in there. Then great. I think that's actually really, really smart. I also love that you're leveraging the feature of Facebook. Like, as you said, if I invite you into a group and you're in that limbo and I go live or something goes like, it's going to come up in your group because Facebook want you to either accept or decline the invite, right?
So many people will not decline because they're non-confrontational. It feels very confrontational.
Yeah.
So if you just invite them, they stay in limbo and they'll lurk. People lurk. People are very curious.
People lurk. So on average, how many people would buy? Is it like 1 in 20, 1 in like 5, 1 in like 50?
I feel like it's really going to depend on...
Right.
Going to depend on the distributor, if the distributor is going live, if the distributor is messaging. I would say my parties average probably around $500 in sales. Whoa. Depending on, and it can depend on the hostess too. Like, is the hostess just adding these people into the group, or is she also commenting and interacting and tagging her friends and doing all of those things? But on average, a party is like $500.
But then also you got all those new customers, right?
And that's, well, but that's the magic of the funnel. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's so good.
That's the magic of the funnel. That's why I taught the funnel years ago, was because what I told everyone was that this has nothing to do with sales. You can make, so many people were scared to do parties because they're afraid that the party is going to flop. They're like, I can't do parties. I'm not going to get any sales. And so I came out and finally told everyone, because I'd been doing this for about a year. And I was like, you guys, I've built this huge team without even getting very many sales in my parties. My parties are not the best, but I funnel everyone into my customer group, and my customer group is amazing. And I am like in there, and that's my corner of the internet. And when they're in there, they're my people. And so you're missing a huge chunk of, like you said, lead generation, because people were scared to not get sales. And I'm like, most of these people don't buy in the party, but they buy eventually. Almost everybody will buy eventually once they're in my group, but it's a matter of being willing to have a flop party to get them into your customer group.
So, but like, again, these parties are kind of like an exposure to you in terms of, and one of the things that we were texting back and forth is that you've, again, I mentioned in the beginning, astoundingly average, right? Which is impossible when you have a Z or a Z in your name, by the way. It's just, we're automatically extra, right? So you said astoundingly average, but that's been your superpower. Because for those of you guys listening, when one day you're on the podcast, I will ask you one question before we get started. What's your strength or superpower? Morgan, it's probably been one of the only people who's come back and has been like, I've thought about this for a while. And well, it's kind of a hard one to answer, right? Because you might have already understood that she doesn't big herself up so much, right? So one of the classic traits of an introvert, right? But what you kind of was talking about was that your power is in the fact that if I can do it, so can you. Or if she can do it, so can I. So when you're doing your live videos, are you still the same Morgan that does the part of like the, are you doing the same style of videos in the group versus the live videos that you're doing on your profile?
So, you know, it's funny that you bring up the being average part, because that is actually, I have like a vision. I think a lot of us have like vision statements, you know, like you for your podcast, you have a tagline about making network marketing sexy again. And so my vision is to help average women do average makeup 1% better, because I didn't know how to do makeup 5 years ago. And so when I'm doing my videos in these parties, I'm like, hey guys, I'm not a makeup guru. I'm not going to teach you how to contour or bronze. Like, I don't know how to do that, but I can teach you how to do two shadow look instead of one. I can teach you, you know, a simple way to wing your eyeliner when you've always been too scared. I can teach you how to highlight if you've never done that before. Like just these like tiny, tiny things. And I really, it sounds so silly, but I know how much my confidence was built just by being able to do these very small changes. Right. And so I believe in just making these tiny changes to make you feel a little bit better throughout your day. And so I talk about that in my videos. I flat out let them know from the beginning, I am not a makeup guru. You're not going to watch me do my makeup for 2 hours. It takes me 7 minutes to do my whole face. Like, and so when my customers watch me do my makeup, they go, oh, I can definitely do that, because she's just really simple.
And I love it. And it's like if you go swimming and your big best lap time was 30 seconds and you then do another lap time of 29.997 seconds, you don't care. You're celebrating that you've got better. You're celebrating that you got faster. Same in the gym, same with weighing yourself, measuring yourself, whatever. You, as long as you progress. And that's why we always say that progression is the biggest form of inspiration. And you're now getting to a stage now where you're probably feeling it already, that you've been in the game and you've been showing up for such a considerable amount of time, which in reality is not actually that long, but in network marketing, everything feels like 10 times faster than the real world anyway. But you've got to a stage now where people have been following for so long, they're going, whoa, I remember her when she was nothing. Like she was coming on live going like, right? I'm just waiting for some of you to jump on, like, you know, and all that fun stuff. So it's amazing what can happen when you turn up. We always say longevity creates credibility. The longer you're seen to be doing the same thing for, the more credibility you've got. So, all right, you've got me curious. The hostesses are customers. They funnel people into the group. You take over with the intention of generating a large amount of sales. But that's not the intention. It's to get people into your main customer group. The sales is a bonus for you, but obviously the hostess is going to get rewarded, which sometimes might make them think, I could probably actually give this a proper go. Maybe I could have a look, right? That was you. Maybe I could, you know, give this a go and make this happen. They join your overall customer group, which a lot of people are in there. There's a lot of energy going off. When you first started the customer group, mm-hmm. how was it? Because groups in the beginning can feel a bit, there's no one in it, there's nothing going on, there's like just me and my mom commenting and posting. Like, how did it feel in the beginning?
So this is really funny because I didn't have friends back then. Like, I don't have a single friend like outside of network marketing. I was a super loner. My upline started the group because I was her hostess. So it's still the same group. And so she started the group. She added me in and I added 30 people because that's all that I had. I only had 30 people. So I invited 30 people and my upline she's a D personality. She's a very direct personality. And she messaged me as a customer and said, "Hey girl, I see there's 30 people in the party. I will get it started when there's 75. Because back then, people didn't have to accept into the group. That's back when you added people and they just got added.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have 75 people. Like, quite literally, I just didn't know that many people back then. And so I messaged my mom, my cheerleader, and I was like, "Hey, like, we're not even going to be able to start this party unless we get 75 people. Can you add some people?" So thankfully, my mom came in clutch and added, like, you know, 45 of her friends. And the funniest part is that I'm such a loner. I'm such an introvert that like none of these people had seen me since I was a kid. And so my mom's friends were just so excited to see what Morgan is doing, what Morgan's up to. I'd never hosted a party. I'd never really been super active on social media. And so then they see me. And because again, I'm still very scared of selling. That's not something I've really brought up yet, but I'm still very nervous about selling for some reason. It just
relatable.
And so I did a video. My upline didn't even tell me to, but all of these people got added into this group. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, they think that I just want to take their money." So I did a video and I was like, "Hey guys, I know this is super weird. You guys haven't even seen me in years. And here I am adding you into this group." I was like, "But I really love these products. They're amazing. And I think you guys would love them too." And it was just this super quick 1 minute video. I still have it. I still share it with all of my new downlines so they understand like how nervous you can be. And it literally just exploded. Mm-hmm. It all just exploded, honestly, kind of from the beginning, purely because they were like, "She's never done anything like this ever." And it was so out of character. Mm-hmm. And so I really think it was almost the shock value that it really grew. And so not to say that everything grew exponentially from the very beginning, but the energy in the group has never gone away because I consistently basically go out of my comfort zone and surprise them. I just keep trying to surprise them.
Yeah. And that's one of the highest forms of engagement, like surprise, right? I think there's the movie Up with the dog. And when someone says like squirrel, you're like, like, and it's a great example of like, that is the, and again, if there's a loud noise on a plane, everyone's like, "Hoo!" Right? It's surprise is the highest form of engagement. I love that you utilize that. So I've got a bit of a random question to kind of finish on, but this has been amazing. And guys, my challenge to you before I kind of ask this random question, but my challenge to you is to figure out how you can do this, because every product you can do this with. Like, yes, it works great if you've got like a low ticket product, which is very easy that people just kind of like, "Yeah, I'll give it a go." But it will work with every product as well. It just will. You've got to find that product that you can make it work. Morgan, how do people find you on social media? Which is like the best platform for them to find you on?
Honestly, I'm mostly on Facebook. I mostly just work through my personal page on Facebook. So Morgan Zambrano. I've been dabbling with Instagram for about 2 years now. I feel like it's finally gaining traction. And that one is Life Itself with Morgan.
Life Itself with Morgan. All right. So here's what I want you guys to do. And I'll spell Morgan's name out so you guys can write it down. So it's obviously Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. And then Zambrano is Z or Z. A-M for mother. B-R-A-N for November. O. Right, so Zambrano. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a screenshot of what's on your device right now, that it should be the Network Marketing Ninja podcast artwork, and then post that image onto your Instagram stories. Tag me at Fraser Brooks Online and Morgan at what was the handle again?
Life itself with Morgan.
So tag us both in and then write something, because it takes Morgan, I've taken 40 minutes of Morgan's day, of time out of her day to be able to add value here and provide. So let's show her how much we care by giving this a share onto the stories. I obviously communicate with every single person who tags me in stories and all that fun stuff. But Morgan, before I ask you this question, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And my random question is, since you've been in network marketing, you're no longer a loner, you're a legend. So many people look up to you. So many people, you know, aspire to be like you. You lead so many people, you know, in your team, out of your team, in the industry, out of the industry, whatever, whether they let you know that or not, you do. You should be proud of that. How has your relationship evolved or changed or improved since you've become Morgan 2.0?
Honestly, I feel like it's gotten even better. Like, I've always, one of like almost the pillars of my business is that I'm totally obsessed with my husband. Like, I'm literally obsessed. But you know, this has just been a way for me to kind of be more confident. I don't know. Cause I've never really talked to him about it, but in the beginning, you know, whenever we were first getting married, I feel like, you know, so many women in general are just insecure. Even when you're married, you're still insecure. And now I'm a lot more confident in general. But I don't know. I just feel like we just mesh really well. I wish I had a better answer, but I just feel like
that everything is so well.
Especially now that he's home. And like today, right. You know, he took our boys out, and like first he was doing the dishes and then he takes the boys, and we really support each other.
Well, hey, I think it's rare. I think it's rare, and I think it's also rare that you can evolve at the level that you've evolved and develop to the level you've developed, but still have the obsession and the support that you do, because a lot of people can grow apart, not just from your side, but from the other side. So, hey, I know it's a bit of a random question based on the content that we've been talking about, but yeah, it's not often that you get to kind of ask that question to people, because I've been in a similar situation as you, right? And just evolved through it, and it's just been great to... I think it's great that you found the love of your life before you've had the success, right? It just makes it a lot more sweeter, doesn't it?
I agree. And honestly, something else I should have mentioned is that so much of what I do for him. I'm sorry, I'm tangenting, but so much of what I do for him, like, because in the beginning he gave me so much. I wanted to get married. We got married. I wanted to get a house. We got a house. I wanted to have a baby. We had a baby. And so for me, being able to give back to him and like, I bought him his dream car, and he wanted like a 3D printer. And so everything that I do right now, I'm always asking, you know, what do you want next? What can I work towards? Help me figure out my vision. And he's happy to give me a list. So
what's his name?
Josh.
Well, give Josh a big high five from all of us. And a big thank you for supporting, because a lot of men don't. So yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate him. And I appreciate every single one of you who've been listening in, and especially those of you who subscribed and give us 5-star review and obviously shared the Network Marketing Ninja podcast with your friends, your family, your network marketing friends, and obviously the rest of your team as well. So Morgan, I appreciate you. And yeah, we'll speak soon.
Thank you.